Okay, we're learning Hilchos Hagolas Kelim, and we're standing a few days from Pesach. So I'd like to first review the aside and really the two coolest that came out from Siv Gimel, and then learn the Mishnah Brura on the topic. The aside of Siv Dalid. Again, the hakdama to it is that there's Hagol and there's Libun. Libun is kashering things by burning it out through heat, straight heat. And Hagol is kashering things through purging it with bubbling water, with hot water. What? So the Libun, Kal, and Chomer both work by burning it out. But Libun Chomer, we talk about Libun typically, we talk about Libun Gomor. Libun means Libun of 750 or 800 degrees or more, which is Nitzotis Nitzin, that could make a metal glow. And that heat is the heat of Libun. When we say Stam Libun, that's what we mean. Because Libun Kal only works for Makim Hagala. Libun Kal doesn't destroy it totally. It only works for Makim Hagala. Why in some cases you need Libun, in some cases you need Hagala is a separate issue. But where you need Hagala, you need less than by Libun Gomor. And Libun Kal is equal to Hagala. Okay, Libun Kal does what Hagala does, and Libun Chomor is where you need more. Now, the rule of thumb is that when a Bliya, what?
So it can't be
Ben Yahweh, it's by Libun Kal, or it can't be? Libun Kal, it could be Ben Yahweh. It's a way to avoid having to wait till Eina Ben Yaimai, which all Hagolah needs Eina Ben Yaimai. So a way to avoid that is to do Libun Kal. Now we have in Siv Dalid two coolas, because we have a rule that something which you cook with water, you cook spaghetti in a pot with water, so that pot for Pesach needs only Hagolah, because the Bliya went into an emtsai of water, so it comes out through an emtsai of water. On the other hand, if you have a pan in which you bake a challah, so there it goes in without an emtsai of water, it goes in directly. So to kasha that pan, you would need Libun Gomor, and that's Aleph Beis. That's the simple cases of Libun and Hagol. We have two coolest in Sif Dalid. The Sif says, "Machvah shemitagnim ba api shenichamis bepesah dai b'hagolah v'yishari surim tzricha libun." There's some sort of a kula for chametz bepesach that even though we normally need libun for treifis, it needs only hagolah for chametz, according to the Mechaber. What is that kula? So we learned last time, the Taz says that Taz Dalit, that a bliya that goes in behetera, bliya that goes in behetera only needs, I'm sorry, Taz Gimel, Daila Bahagola, Kimin Dehetera Kabbala. So we have one kula that a tera bala, it's enough to do Hagola, you don't need Libun, even though it went in directly in a pan without an emtsa samayim. If it's a tent, that's very again a house where most household kashra shilas are fleshiks and melechiks. So you accidentally use the fleshik. Now it's a fleshik ben yaimai. If it was used within 24 hours for milk and meat, that's isura bala. Then the milk became basar b'chalav. That's iser. But 90 or 95% of the time, household shilas are hetera bala. It's not a ben yaimai. So for milk, the fleishiks, we have a kula, it's a terabala, and a person can rely on hagola, you never need libun.
Why should there be libun for the terah? It's still there. You see it, it's there.
What's there?
The terah, whatever
that
there is,
there. The milchiks.
Or the chametz.
So what's the bir adavar? So the bir adavar, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it, legabi this rule. I mentioned, I think last time, the Chavis Das says it by napanat. So what's the difference? Dapanat Isura, Dapanat Hetera. The Bliya doesn't know if it's Hetera Issa. The Bliya is a physical Metzias. So either it's there or it's not there. What does it mean? Hetera is more Kal than Isura. So the Chavis Das says by that paradat, and Shulchan Aruch Harav says the Tufton Aleph by this din, that the rule is that if something is Isser, once it has a Shem Isser, even if it's a Tam Kolush, even if it's a weak taste, it remains Isser. Once something has a Shem Isser, it remains Isser. However, if it's a Tam Kolush Behetera, it's not kind of a Shem Isser. It doesn't get a Shem Isser as long as it's a weak taste. That's the rule of Hetera Bala, and that's the reason for this chilek. Now that's one difference between the two. Now if you look into Shach Ches, let me first speak out clearly. There's a second kula which we're going to establish, and that is that even if it's Isura Bala, if it went through not only an source of water, like spaghetti with water, but even if it went with oil, somebody put some oil in a pan and put it in a blintz, and that's chametz, and it went into a frying pan. So if it goes through an source of oil, which is not chametz, or even if it was a tray for whatever cutlet you put in, but the oil itself was bad some kosher, it became isif obviously from the treifas, but it's bad some heter. So that's a second kula in the halacha of what needs libun and what doesn't need libun. Which means that if it goes not only through the emtsos of mayim, but it goes through the emtsos of oil, that we're also going to be made.
But even in the oil, it's sitting on the bottom of the pan.
Even though, but still, since it goes, this is a medium between it. Spaghetti is also sitting on the bottom of the pan. Right? Well, I don't know if you grease it, but if there's enough to... Well, I don't know. Right. If it's Eidem and Yamef of flesh and milk went in, that's a terrible. Even though you have to kai, you only kashu if a blias of heter, on which is Xeri Durabanan, that you shouldn't use it. So the Xeri is not on the Isser. It's Xeri on the Gavra, right? It's not. It's ain't a binyamei of basa, ain't a binyamei of chalav. That's not basa b'chalav. Ain't a binyamei chazal b'gaisa, not to use it atu binyamei. Absolutely. And that epistchei tshuva zayin, he brings the kula. Now what's confusing is Shach Sivkat Ches. He starts with one kula. He starts Shach Ches. Ilin yicham is pez dai ba'gola. Kimen de'a teira b'ala. V'chei mashra tam b'beis yosef. V'chei nira b'la shal mechaber kan. V'chei kosav ha'tera zav. And I mentioned last time, if the Shach had put a period here and just stopped writing, we would have been much better off. Because till here, he's saying, you can be mekel by heter. The problem is that he continues as follows. He says, Avo, b'tshuvas Menachem Azariah. Menachem Azariah is the Ramah Mipano. Simit Sadikov Kosavatam and they shemakhlash kechavim roif tashmisham blimayim. Listen to this, I'll get the Mitzvahs. Says Goyim use pans mostly without water. Eloy de Sharmashka Goy Shaminu Kedaimaloy. They use it usually with some oil. So Hagol is good enough. So therefore you need libun. Masheke Makhlash Khamates. What's he saying? The reason we make, when are we make, or by makashlav kechavim, we're right to shrisha b'limayim. Elai de shar mashkin gai shemenu kadaima. Now he's being machmir. What did the mechaba say? That lin yishari surim tzricha libun. So he's being machmir. He's saying, by makashlav kechavim, mashayke makashlav kechavim. He's saying it depends if it has an emtsai or not. And he seems to be saying that oil is not an emtsai. Very confusing. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger here has a long Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eiger who explains, not only explains the Shach, but argues with the Shach. There are two halves to Rabbi Kiva Eiger. If I try to follow each half patiently. Ayadei Sharmashkin. The Mishpitzai Zav. Again, what are we looking for? to see a psak halacha on both kulas. We had a kula of heterabala, and we had a kula of ayidei emtsoes hashemen, whether that's called an emtsoi. And the shach seems to be mefakfek. He brings the din of heterabala and says, but Menachem Azariah is not mashu that way. And then in the Menachem Azariah, he's unclear as to what's called a emtsoi. Yeah, okay. So let's see what Rabbi Kivega learns it. Rabbi Kivega says, Mishpatzai Zav, Haven, Achilik, the Shemen, Sairufim Yavesh, Vavi Shalor, Mashaki Bamai. He understood the Prima Gadim understands this Shach, this Ramnacha Bazaria, that oil is not good enough, because when you cook with oil, the oil burns out, and it dries. It's not like water. When you cook with water, everything stays wet. He says the problem with the Prima Gadim, and later he'll say the problem with the Shach, is that they didn't look up the original tshuva. They only looked at the tshuva the way it's quoted. He says if you look it up, it doesn't say that. He says, it's not the way it sounds that oil is not good enough. You can't be mekel in oil. No, he means that the oil is iser. A guy in his house has oil or fats. That's iser. So if the oil is treif or the fats are treif, then you need libun. Umikri tashmishe. I'll tell you in a minute. Umikri tashmishe ayde or. Abu makvas shav chavet shakal tigun meim heter. El shem rusakin. When you cook chametz, you cook a blintz, you have oil which is not chametz dikka oil, and it's not iser dikka oil. So there, we're more meg. There you can be meg. He says, now what comes out? If the oil itself is iser, so then l'chayr, it's definitely aser. Because if the oil itself is iser, then it's not going through the emsoi of heter. V'akel goram loy, shalei ayim barama atzmai. The lefima she'atakdu divrei harama, mevor lehen yedisvir alay. Mashkin iser mikri ayidei hor. If the liquid is iser, it is called ayidei hor. Mashasiyah mashah, so period. So what he's saying here is that it depends if the oil is iser or if the oil is heter. If the oil is heter, it can be mekel just like by water. And when he says a guy uses oil, he means not that the oil is nisraf and the oil doesn't count, but that the oil is iser. That's part one of this Rabbi Kivager. Shtims with Rabbi Kivager that we saw in the Pisnei Tshuva, that he's mekel on a kosher oil. Part number two. The Shach is saying that according to the Ramabi panel, we can't use kula number one of Milachix. That's also not correct. The Dafka by Chomitz of Tzuchun Tzaytam, Damashka Mehem Eter. Dafka by Chomitz, you have to find the Ramabi panel, you have to find the Heter, that the oil is Heter. If the oil itself would have been Chomitz, he says chametz is called isur bala. I'll explain that.
Even though
so he's saying is this. Even though what? Even though it goes into a meat pie, that even though it goes into a meat pie. So I want to explain what exactly is happening here. Rabbi Kivager is endorsing both kulas, and that's the way we're noyik. Kivager is saying that if the liquid is heter, even oil, we're mekel. Now, a Teflon player pan that you don't use with oil is a problem. It's like a spit where it definitely needs libun. And libun on Teflon melts the oil, melts the Teflon. If you do libun on a Teflon pan, you end up with a regular pan because the plastic coating melts away, which is fine. You have a regular pan. But if you have oil, he's mekel. He says, why do we say The Taz said, in the first parasha said, the chametz were mekel because it's a terabola. Ramami Pano goes off to talking about oil. He doesn't hold heterabola. Now, if you understand, he doesn't hold of the kula of heterabola. That means in your house, when you have a Teflon pan and you put milchiks into a fleshig pan, you would need limon. But the Shach says it's not true. The Shach is saying that really the Ramami Pano agrees to the yisoid of heterabola. That heterabola is enough limon. And the Ramami Pano only means to argue with the idea that chametz is considered heter. Now here, I want to read to you the Mishnah Berurah on this topic. The issue is this. We're saying a rule, the Kivega holds this way, the Taz holds this way, the Mechaba Pasha holds this way, that the rule is, when a Bliya goes in be'isser, without an emsois, it needs libun. When it goes in beheter, it's enough hagala. So again, most shilas that a rav is asked in a regular Yiddish home, where a bliya goes in, it's hetera bala 90-95% of the time. When it's hetera bala, hagala is enough. You don't need to do libun. That's the rule. What? It's not a different physical. The bliyas don't know what the hetera is. There's physical. It's a halachic issue that hetera bala, we rely on hagala, which turns it into a tam kolush, which is adequate for heter. Okay. Now, is chametz called heter, or is it iser? On Pesach, it certainly iser. In your house, you have a frying pan that you used for chametz. Or you have anything in your house you use for chametz. You have a baking pan, you use it for chametz. Now, you want to kasher it. See, if you have a pan in which you bake challahs, now your wife is never going to use it for Pesach, forget it. But we're talking theoretically. Theoretically means people who rent houses in Orlando and go down on Wednesday and call me in a panic that it's not the way they were told it was going to be. I get usually Erev Yontif, 2 days before Yontif, people who go to such homes, and it's a sealed glass top stove that you can't kosher. And people really have to plan ahead, or if it's not a self-cleaning oven, and alright, so they run out to and they buy burners, they buy burners and they manage. But so I'm saying is that your wife's not going to use these pans. We're talking la halacha, emergency cases. You have a pan that was belaya from chametz, and no emtsai, straight chametz. Is that called hetera bala? In which case hagola is good enough, or is that called isura bala? In which case it's not good. It's not good enough. The Gemara's case of hetera bala, Gemara says when a carbon chatos is belaya into a keli, that's called hetera bala, even though it turns into nicer after time. Now, still, it's called hetera bala. Now, chametz says the same thing. When the bliya goes in, it's heter. After time, it'll turn into iser. But the original bliya goes in beheter. So the Mishnah Berurah, this is a siman tafnun aleph siv dalit. Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama. The Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah is chav ches. He's looking it up on his. It doesn't filter out Mishnah Berurah's? No? Okay. I'm not accusing you, man. Okay. We'll check it, Amir Tashem. Right, it's true. It's true. The idea of many differences, the chametz before Pesach, chametz during Pesach, there's no question. Question is how to deal with this particular thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, klisha mishtamsha by al yedei ho'or, if you have this chala pan, or a spit, ukiyaitzebem, tzrichin libun. Mechabes says it needs libun. Ramah says yesh makilin. Son Ramah says yesh makilin, through libun kuakal. Now you can kisvar rishayna b'chal damashinim b'libun. The minig is like the first shita. Now, what are these two shitas? So try to read to you slowly the two shitas. You understand what I'm going to read. A machlaikis, if it's called heter or iser. Chametz today, that's beileya, as that heter is. So Mishnah Berurah says, agde magdoma katsara, yitztarach bekama makaibis. Iser begemara. Dafka dover iser, hanivla bekliya ideya, or tzarach libun. I'm telling you all along. Dafka treifis that goes in through fire needs leaven. Avadav heta nivla b'kli ayde or avshach kach nesar. Even if it turns to issa later, kagai. Basakachim b'shpur ayde or l'b'seif nasa abli anoiser. Afilahachi sher shashpud dai ba'agala. So here we have a chiddush. The bliya went in as heter. It turns to iser later. And that's called hetera bala. Hagala is good enough. That's a gemara. That's a zvachim. Nechlegu ha-paiskim. L'nyachamitz. What's the din about chametz? Ablu ha-bekli. Yeishayimrim. Zegam kebikri hetera bala. Shebe'emtza ha-shana. Kshenivla ha-chametz. Haya heter. Okay, sagi ba-hagala. According to the first sheet, it's good enough to do hagala. V'yeishayimrim, no. Dafka noisar. Noisar, the name changed. B'shas ha-bliya, lo'yhoya shem noisar, ala basar. When the bliya went in, it wasn't noisar, it wasn't called noisar. L'chei dikrezeh, b'shem etera bala. Avo chametz, the b'shas ishtamshes ha-shmud b'chametz, hayin shem chametz ala bliya. V'achvel gab kein shmoy chametz. What? The thing didn't change. It's like noisar, when the thing changed, it became noisar. It's the same thing. The time changed. Ela ata this ayre islam afrei al shem chametzeh loy mikri b'shem hetera bala. The second sheet holds that it's not called hetera bala b'chali sura bala b'tzrich alibun ulezeh hiskimu raiv apayiskim. He says, but with a tziruf we're makel. I'm going to show you a practical example of a tziruf. So again, it's a lamed shayla. Is chametz hetera bala or not?
Now, didn't change its name on
Pesach? Shem Chametz is the Shem Chametz. It's not like Noisa. Noisa changed from Kodshim to Noisa. So there, it's a Terah Bala and it turned into something new, Noisa.
I mean, the
T
is the same. It's really only the Shem that changed.
Right. Here, when it went in, it already had a Shem Isser Chametz. Just Chametz is not Osir, only on Pesach. But it already has Isser Chametz.
So it just became Noisa because the clock moved.
So you agree? No. No. But so it got a shame iser later. Okay. It changed with it, especially kachi kachi. It's always it's interesting. If it became nice to carbon Pesach, you're right. All right. So everyone agrees with the first shita, but the Mishnah Berurah passed is like the second shita. What are you going to do? The Rabbah says, Rabbah brings the second shita, the kula dika shita, but he says yesh vakilin. And then he says, like everything on Pesach, I guess, the ladina ikru kedasa mechabe the chametz mikri yisur abala. So we're not makel even b'di'eved on this shita alone. However, we are makel. On Pesach. No,
but if you wanted
a kashrut
before Pesach.
No, even kashrut before Pesach.
Before Pesach.
No. Before Pesach, you want a kasher, you need to leave on Gomel. It's already a Shei Misr. It has a Shei Misr Chametz, just as our Pesach here.
Right.
So we pass in the Tisura Bala. There are two situations where we're making. Number one, Mishnah Berurah, after it's of Katan Lamed Beis, says, B'mokim Hefsim Beruba, Eimeniya Simchis Yantif, somebody who went out of town comes to a house and now he's got kelim problems. It's a case of mania simchas yantiv, and vu ena ben yaimai mishoshen established by chametz, which is the case. Ena ben yaimai yeshlus by b'diavad ala paiskim the saivim the chametz mikri hetera bala. So Mishnah Berurah is makel in the shas hadchak that. Wemekel, he brings a number of payol. Yo Rabba, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Prima Gadim, that are mekel, b'mokim hefsim meruba, b'niyasim chesiyamtiv. So that's one case where we're saimach that it's a terabala. There's another case where we're mekel, and that is by kashering knives. In kashering sakinim, kashering knives to pay again. We usually knives aren't expensive. We buy knives, but the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechabah Shita is that you can kasher a knife. A knife should need hagala or libun. What do you say? What? Why hagala? It doesn't go on the fire. Mostly knives go in a klirishin, a cliche, in a a cliche usually, and therefore it should be enough hagala, and that's the sheet of the mechaber. Okay, so the Mishnah Brura brings the mechaber shita is that hagala goes according to Raif Tashmisha. Means the following: let's say I usually use something only in a cliche. It's a knife. I eat my meals with it. Once I went over to the frying pan, there was a blintz. I wanted to get the blintz out, so I speared it with my knife and I took it out. And here I'm putting it on the fire directly into the blintz. The Mechaber Shita is the Takana Derabanan of Kashering Eda Ben Yaimai goes Basa Raif Tashmishai. Even though once I used it differently, it got a Bliya direct. Mechaber Shita is that therefore it's enough Hagala and you don't need Libun, even though it happened one time. The Mishnah Brura is Mekel to do Hagala with a Tziruf of the Mechaber Shita of Raif Tashmishan and the concept of Hatera Bala. In other words, normally it would be Isser, we wouldn't be back to Mechaber. If you have a knife in your house and you always use it in a Kli Rishon, and once you speared a piece of Nevela and you took it out and later you found out it was Nevela, we would say you need Libun. Because Ramah, we don't go Basa Raif Tashmisha. But by Chametz, where many Rishayim hold it's a terabala, it's enough to do Hagala. So there, we're makel to do Hagala with Mitzarif Raif Tashmishan together with the Svara of Heterabala, which means that when you have a Tziruf, we're Mitzarif, the two Shitas, and we're makel. So this is the klal. So again, to sum up, non-chametz, we learn two kulas. Gevaldige kulas, and Pesachei Tshuva in Zion, I think I read it last week, brings Rabbi Kiyag and Sam Sefer Paskin this way. Two kulas. It's enough Hagala by Hetera Bala. It's enough Hetera, even by Yisr, if it went through a kosher oil. Even the oil, though the oil is Nasa Nevela, Lamdis, it needs to be explained. But still, if the oil was kosher, it's enough to do Hagala. Those are the two kulas for all year round. If I remember, I'll explain that afterwards, okay? Putting a knife or fork sticking into the ground does not help when a bli went in through heat. It's when you cut cold salami or something, then well, hopefully we'll get to it. Now, by chametz, we also have two kulas. We have, again, this is all talking about doing hagol instead of libun. We have two kulas, mabakim hefse meruba, or minia simchis yamtif. We call it a terabala, and it's enough to do hagala. Or when you have a tziruf of the shita, that roif tashmishan is not on the fire, so then we'll make them. So these are the shitas on which we rely. And this is pretty much the rundown of the inyan of whether chametz is isura bala. A terabala is always confusing, because we paskin isura bala. But in any tzairach, a significant tzairach, or with tzirufim, we call it a terabala. It means when you walk away, it's a little confusing, because the ikra din is yisurabala, and yet we find the idea of a terabala mentioned quite often, including on this page. If you just don't kuf chaf aleph, and you don't learn Hilchas Pesach, it says, the Mechaber says, that li yichabes mepesach dai bahagala, shachin ta'aseh, it's a terabala. So if you read this page, you would say it's a terabala. And yet, in Hilchas Chametz, the Mechaber himself is machmir, at least l'chatchila is machmir, that it's isurabala. Now, there's a second inyan discussed here in the Mishnah Brura, and that is the inyan of rust, stains on a metal keli. Many people know that when you want to kasha your oven, and there are stains in the oven, so you rub it, and you clean it twice, and whatever remains is okay. Some old kelim had rust on them, and the rust was vitenis. Today we don't; it's not common in household appliances to have rust, because they're not made out of out of iron that rusts. It's more in the industrial workplace that it's more common. The idea of why is rust a problem? I want to kosher an oven. I want to kosher a vat. What's the problem with rust? Rust isn't treif. Rust isn't chametz. So why can't I kosher rust? What's rust? It's oxidized metal. Why can't I kosher it? You kosher everything. Why can't I? It's not cheres. Not kli cheres.
Because
the rust should be a way of kashering.
Yes, the blia, it seems to be.
Why can't the blia be in the rust?
Yeah, because the rust can be sanded away.
Oh, if you sand it away, there's no question. Question is, if the rust is there when you're kashering, whether that's adequate.
Oh, okay.
Now, there are two svaris why rust might be a problem. Even with Libun Gomor, it may be a problem. We'll see why in a second. There are two possible reasons. In the Tshuva Sarash, he seems to say that the rust is a chatzitza for Hagala. It's in the way, and that's why it's no good. It's hard to understand. Why do you mean it's a chatzitza? The rust itself, I'm kashering the rust. I'm kashering whatever, Kabbalah Kapalta. Not so easy to understand. The Taz in Arachayim says, no, we're afraid the rust is covering up some ben, some food. Now, I want to read the Mishnah Berurah to you. To me, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is passing like the Taz. I've seen contemporary Svarim that quote the Mishnah Berurah that is machmel like both shittas. I'll tell you where they get it, but I'll read to you the Mishnah Berurah is Tafnun Aleph Chav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch there says about rust that Sarach Lahavir Kol Chaluda Shebehen. He's talking about Agala. He's not talking about Libun. By Agala, he says you have to remove the rust. What's wrong with rust? Zakta Mishabur, Diksiv, the Parshas Agolas Kalim, Ach Esazov Vesha, Vesha Kesav Zabedil, Vesha Feres, you got to remove it, it's a barzel. What's Ach? Kloima Rak Esazov, can only kasher the metal, Kshein Sham Chaluda. Now, Mishabur is clearly passing like the Taz. Chaluda is rust. We're afraid that the rust is covering some ban, some food that's under the rust. You can't do agola on food. You can't take chazer, kasher it, need it. You can't kasher something that's a treif ben. Can a gola mashu ben?
It doesn't come out.
What?
If it can come out, you kasher it. If the rest covers, it doesn't
no.
come out.
No. If there's a little piece of there's a little piece of chazer, it's ben. You can't kasher it. Yeah, you can't kasher ben. You can't kasher bleeds. There's a big nafkamina Mishnah Berurah. Kol zeh b'chalud sheyesh b'mamoshes shekayrin rust. He says reish aleph samach tes. So funny. In Shulchan Aruch it says Chaluda. Mishnah Berurah says Shekayrin Rust. So there's a footnote on the bottom. Translates it to Hebrew Chaluda. Shekayrin Rust. Shekayrin Isa Misham Yesh Kamafurim. When you clean off rust, pieces break off. Yeshloch Hashem Yesh Tatel Mashu Mamoshes. Abel. Im Eim B'Chaluda Mamoshes Klau Rakmar B'Lvad. There's no Be'en. Just a discoloration. K'mash Dimsa L'Pamim. Shiei shachros se admimus bekli shanu kairin flecken saw him at the bottom eik peida bechein adim ba'isai saw him anasa bekli bedil shekairin erid flecken shei makvin esagol lakim shei mamashis rakmara bilvad. So he seems to say that the problem is not a chatzitza problem. It doesn't say a word here about chatzitza. He says that the problem is it might cover up chametz. Melo, when you have discoloration or whatever it might be, and there's no chashash of be'en or of edible be'en, it's mikar adin that whatever remains is mutter. Okay, so these are the words of the Mishnah Berurah when it comes to kashering, and then came down.
Didn't Gomer burn it out?
It's true. If you're worried about mamoshes, the liba gama should certainly work. Liba gama works for everything, even for chayes. You're right. So it's only our gullah that's the problem. Yeah, rust is only a change of the molecules of oxidation. So I guess he's afraid that some of it is rust and some of it is dirt. Otherwise, I can't explain the mitzvahs. Okay. What? We make a like Rabbi Kiva Eger with a tziruf of the Taz against the Shach, right? The Taz said a teruv bala as muta. And Rabbi Kiva Eger tain is that the Shach who Shach brings as two shitas, he brings them Ramami Pano. His tain is that if you look in the Ramami Pano, the Shach misunderstood it. Maybe he didn't have the sefer. I don't know. Yeah. So trefa oil were machmir, although trefa water were not machmir. It's interesting. Okay, the reason is that trefa soup only cooks. It goes to 212, it might go to 250, if it's depending on what it's made of, but it only cooks. Oil, trefa oil, which is tigun, which is something that's nisraf, we're machmer, the oil itself is treif, because on tigun we need libun. If there's no emtsoi of heter, yeah. The question is a good question. If you're not dealing,
if you're dealing with
so his question is, if shemen doesn't have emtsoi, so if you have trefa soup or water, then it should be the same thing.
If there's no food, then you boil the pot,
so he's asking why. Oh, trefa is not shem. The question is, the leave on our
dollar. It
seems the Shach understood. I mean, according to the way Kivaga brings it.
Yeah, it's not that.
It's Isura Bala. So you have to look at the Ramah inside. I'm guilty also. I also didn't look at it inside. Just okay, moving on to talk about kashering through Iroi. Before Pesach, there are many things that we kasher through Iroi, our sinks, countertops, those who have countertops that could be kashered. We kasher through Iroi. And there's a certain amount of confusion as to using an Evan Maluban, not using an Evan Maluban. Here in Zekuf Chaf Aleph, it's not discussed. I'd like to learn with you the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah on the topic. Let me explain what the topic is about, and then we'll learn what the Paiskim say. It's an elementary rule about Hagolah that Kaboy like Hapaltai. The way Bliyas go in, that's how they come out. If Bliyas go in a Kli Rishon, they come out in a Kli Rishon. They go in an Iroi Kli Rishon, they go out with an Iroi. Iroi means the pouring of a Kli Rishon. A sink is never a Kli Rishon. You don't put the sink on the fire. The sink is Balei HaChametz because you cook spaghetti and you pour the hot water into the sink. And now you've got pouring of hot chametz directly into a sink, and the sink is chametz stick. Now, you want to kasher it, so pashtus, you kasher it through pouring. Kaboilei kapalta, you kasher it through pouring, which would seem not to have any reason to do anything more than that type of pouring. And in fact, the Mechaber in Simit Tov Nun Aleph, Sifchaf, says, Hashulchanais, if you want to kasher a table, which is used for food all year, the common practice is to pour out water. Most of us don't put the hot food directly on the table, we put it on a bowl or on a plate, but sometimes it can happen that something from a Kli Rishon falls directly on the table. And therefore, we kasher through Iroi, Shalom Yisrael, that makes sense, and it's easier to kasha that way. And I should mention, as I mentioned in previous years, that there are cracks around the drain of the sink, and any crack, the Shulchan Aruch says, has to be cleaned well. It's very difficult to clean out such a crack, and therefore what Rav Pabman would tell people, and I've been recommending all the years, is to stuff up the sink and put in some Mr. Clean or some Ajax, so you pegim if there's a mashua be'en in the crack. If you leave it there, my wife usually does it overnight before she's ready to kasha. Some you don't need overnight. You leave it there for half hour, an hour, and it's pegim in case chazal v'cheshish for a be'en in the crack, it'll become pogum. That's what? Maybe. I don't know. Something strong would certainly. Maybe. I don't know. Prefer to be safe, but maybe you're right. Okay. Where does the Hagolah be'evel belubin come? So I'll read to you the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings some paiskim who say Yirei doesn't help. Why? Mipnei shelapamim meisim ala pashtita cham vavakilu nishtamish b'kli rishon. Sometimes it may happen that on the table or on the keli, a piece of hat, pashtita, something, the knish, or something that's chametz, what? Pizza. A piece of hot pizza might have been put directly on the table or directly on the sink, or something hot may have fallen out, and it would have gone in without an emtsoyis of anything, not through an iroi. And it might have gone indirectly something, I assume what she means is a dover gush that retains its heat. And therefore, yashirem al yidei evin maluba. Yishpach aleim raisin. Listen to how this has to be done. To be yotze the shita, you have to not only pour hot water and take a hot stone, but yigalgeh lemokim acher v'yishpach alav teshielcho raisin bekulay. You have to move the hot stone on each surface as you pour the hot water. The hot stone makes that the water doesn't cool when it hits a cold surface. And that's, a person has to sort of rotate the hot stone as he kashes something through Iroi. And this is what it says here in the Mechaber.
You put the stone on top of the water, or you put the water on top of the
You
water?
Pour the water, you put the stone down, and the water gets poured onto the stone together with the surface so that it doesn't work. Oh, it's butal adiach aleihem afilu matzah chama. Then you can put a hot matzah on it. B'diavad, Mishnah Berurah says butal yidei iru levad. Mishnah Berurah says this hot stone is not a davar ma'akiv. He says really two reasons. It's a question if the hot stone is ma'akiv b'chlal, because even if you put pizza, it's only an iloi. It only goes kadei kalipa. And the mechabeshita that you go basa raif tashmishai. If something happened once, you don't have to worry about it. And a memela, a person could be meikel. This is what it says. There are people who use an evan meluba. Lamaisa, Rav Palm discouraged people from using an evan meluba because it's very, very hard to do. Now, the concept of evan meluba originates when someone wants to kasher a very big pot. You can't put it into another pot. You fill it up with water. You make the water hot. You throw in an evan meluba. It bubbles over. That's not hard to do. You take evan meluba, means you go out, you take a piece of brick or a piece of stone. You put it on the fire. You pick it up with some tongs or pliers. You drop it gently into the pot of bubbling water. And it overflows. It makes a mess. But otherwise, everything is kosher. That's not hard to use an evan meluba. But you have to worry about the lid as well. Oh, you have to get the lip. What do you mean the lip? Okay, well, you have to get whatever would spill over. Yeah. So that's the way an evan meluba could be used easily. To rotate an evan meluba with one hand as you're pouring boiling hot water with the other hand is a little difficult. And the chashash is you're really not going to make it better. You're gonna make it worse. A lot of times people try to make things better. There are people who have a firmkeit, they don't use a hetta iska. Fine, there's a from kind not to use Eret Iska. So instead of Eret Iska, they do other things, which usually make it Ribbis Dairaisa instead. So they try to find other ways of manipulating to make it mutter. Now, there's another cheshbon. The cheshbon of not using an Eva Maluban is in addition to the fact that we don't know that Lepa'amim, you put hot pizza into the sink. It's not certain that a person ever put a hot pizza, a hot blintz, hot chametz directly into the sink, something that's bad. And I would add, even if you did, if it's in one spot and you don't know the spot, that's Eras is only kedei klipa, because tatoi gavar, the bottom is cold. There's something called nevar klipa. If somebody came osa kedei klipa, and you can't find the klipa in the beginning, I think of Tzimt Tzadik Aleph, the others make kilim rohol by nevar klipa that you could be makel. I would not makel stam by nevar klipa, but it's a tziruv. That's right, Tashmi Shun. And you have to remember that on Pesach, you don't plan lechatchila to put food into the sink and take it out and eat it. It's mostly used for cleaning. And for that reason, the Evan Malubo Shem Shabur himself says that b'diyevet mutter ideiru levad, that b'diyevet is mutter without it. Therefore, it's a chumrah. It shouldn't be a chumrah asli de kula. And that's why the prevalent minig is to kasha through hagolah of pouring itself without anything additional. So countertops. There are two types of countertops. There are formica countertops, and there are stone, different types of stone countertops. What's common was granite. So granite was only fancy people. Today granite is more common, so they have quartz. I have no idea. Quartz, I thought it was something in your watch. But it must be a fancier type of stone. I have no idea what it is. Now, the problem I mentioned last time with granite and stone countertops is there are two problems. One is that they may be coated with a you once brought me in a can, was it you, right? You brought me in a can of the stuff they smear on it.
And they polish it with the cook.
Okay. It may have something synthetic on it. And the other problem is that at the seams they put in ground. So therefore we cover our countertops. Now what I do in my house is before we cover it, we kosher it. We'll kosher by pouring hot water. Makes it a little of a mess, but that's what I do. Why do I do it? The reason is, in case at some point the covering comes off at a certain spot, and a keli would touch it. Remember, on Pesach, the machlekes svarim and Ashkenazim, we b'nei Ashkenaz amachmir, and eina b'yayme makes something chametz stick, which means that if you have a countertop that's chametz stick and it touches a food, that food has a din of chametz. And therefore, it's important to cover everything that you can cover. Even some people say, I'm only home chamayid, and I have to cover everything, I'm not going to use it, I'll just cover one countertop. You have to realize the other countertop, which is chametz stick, you don't plan to use it. If a hot food touches it, it becomes chametz mamish, for B'nai Ashka, for the Kuwaita B'nai Karamah, it's Eina B'nai, which the Nidam makes things chametz. Even Eina B'nai, that's the Chumrah of the Ramah, that on Pesach, Eina B'nai is like a B'nai. So therefore, we kasher it. Now, what does kashering help? Kashering helps because you have to remember that all year round, we rely on kashering, plastic. Ramosha says, on Pesach, we don't kasher synthetics. You don't kasher plastic for mica or the like. But all year round kashering helps. It's a suffix if it helps here. Eina b'nyayim is also a suffix. So with all the sveikas that are involved, the person at least b'dievet could be makel if something goes wrong on Pesach. It's a good idea. It's not a chiyuv. You cover it well. You don't have to. But it's a good idea to kasher whatever surface a person could kasher. Even for Micah, it's a good idea. I'm not saying you have to, but it's a good idea to kasher it. No, because the blia doesn't go mekli b'lai raitiv. If you have a covering, even if by mistake you put a hot pot on a chametz sticker surface, it doesn't become treif, because the rule that ein blia yaitzim mekli l'kli b'lai raitiv is true of Pesach as well. There's not a chumra of Pesach on that. Baruch Hashem. So it's only food. But a bliya doesn't go b'kli or kli b'lay raitiv. Now it's important to mention, Prima Gadim says that the little amount of wetness, sometimes the keli sweats or it gets a little surface wetness from the difference in temperature from the cold and the hot, so liquid condenses on the keli, that's not called raitiv. That's Shtei Prima Gadim. The ma'at raitiv of condensation is not raitiv. And it's important cooler to know. That's why people who have a trefa oven, a chavistika oven, if you want, you can rely on double wrapping things and putting it into an oven and warming it that way. It's okay. We used to, years ago, they used to sell, G and Sons used to make a business out of inserts. Remember the tin inserts? You have a trefa oven, but you put it in an insert, you put in your food, you close the door of the insert, and it cooked. It was sort of wrapped on all sides with an insert. And then you took it out. It cooked. It was the ladies complained the temperature in the insert wasn't predictable as the oven, but okay. Somehow they managed to cook. Pesach double wrapping is good, but you have to be careful. Not that food should not touch the walls. The walls are chametzik. The door is chametzik. So you have to be careful. And people are careful. You take out the double wrapped food and you use it wherever it is that you use it. Rav Pam did not encourage using an Evan Malubon because he felt people don't kasher right. Now, an experienced person who knows how to kasher could do it. But Rav Pam was not against the Peshitta. He just said it's a practical thing that it's hard to do with the Evan Malubon. You kasher countertops and cover them? If you just kasher them straight. So if you kasher them straight, you want to use Evan Malubon, use Evan Malubon. I recommend even people... Yeah, buy a butcher block piece of wood and then the hot things put them in. It's hard to print. Sometimes when you take a hot piece of chicken in a fork, it always falls off. You have to be careful. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right. If you have presence of mind, I guess so. It's okay. The ladies cook enough extra that it's not an issue. All right, so these are... Yeah, just kasher it. Well, I pike him in and then I clean off the bleach or the powder.
Putting on tape is not going to help.
Yeah, then I kasher it.
Tape around the cracks, so I put tape.
You could put tape, it's also fine.
Because the biggest problem
is to stay on, you have to be careful. Yeah.
The biggest thing with the is that you have to pour on
it. It makes people nervous. I don't let my wife watch, she doesn't hear a recording. When I kasher, I only kasher after she's sleeping. Because she's going to be nervous if I got every spat, I didn't get every spat. It's a little hard to know when you pour from a spout what to do. Pouring from a pot is very hard. From a spouted kettle, I have a neighbor who has kashering kettles. She lends them out. You have to sign up for when you get it. It's a bunch of kettles that if it's too narrow a spout, it's also very hard. I have a spout and it makes it much easier to kasher, yeah. Okay, the idea of sticking things in the ground. The first time I saw it was my grandmother, Leah Shalom, had a flower pot, and there was a knife sticking into the flower pot, and I asked her what's going on. She said she was kashering it. At that time, I was an elementary school boy. I had no idea what she was doing. There is confusion over it. There's a halach of ni'itza b'karka. There's no such thing as leaving it in the flower pot, for whatever reason. Ni'itza b'karka is in the following case. When a knife or a fork becomes treif, not through heat. How does it become treif? Not through heat. Cold doesn't become treif. There's a concept of duche de sakina. Duche de sakina means when you cut something that you have to put pressure in order to cut. It does not apply to cutting simple foods, a piece of bread. But when you cut, if anybody tried to cut a salami or a corned beef, you know that even though raw meat is not duchin sakina, it says in Shulchan Aruch it's not duchin sakina, but cooked meat, as you roast it, it shrinks and it becomes tight, and you have to use elbow grease. You got to press to cut a salami or something.
All right.
Whatever. At any rate, the duchin sakina, when something becomes treif because of duchin sakina, it needs the itza. What is the explanation? We're not sure. The Shach and Taz in Hilchos Shechita, I think it's a Miyud if I remember correctly, argue, what is Tukkah the Sakina? Is it a Bliya? Is it a surface or not? It's not clear what our Kabbalah of Tukkah the Sakina is. It's Ken Bliya. It's something that sticks very much to the surface. So we have a Kabbalah to do Ni'itza Bekarka Kosha Asarapamim. What that means, if you have a Milchka knife, you cut a cold salami with it. Now, you could kasha with Hagala. You don't have to. You go out, if you can find earth somewhere in New York City, a little piece of earth, and you do Ni'itza, and that can't be loose earth, it has to be tight earth, and you stick it in 10 times in different spots, and that Ni'itza, what it does, is it's a tight grip on the knife, and it sort of cleans off the knife, asara pam. That's a way of doing the itza. The idea of leaving it in the ground, as far as we understand, is a mistake that somehow the grandmothers had. But otherwise, it's not. It cleans it. The earth, packed earth, cleans the knife very well. No earth comes. Yes, you never did it. It comes out very clean. It comes out for packed earth. It comes out very clean. And that's the itza. What? No, it doesn't have to be anything. I mean, no. So that's the rule of Ni'itza Bekarka. What? If this went in Bedukka, comes out Bedukka, right. If it went in through heat, this doesn't work. If it went in Bedukka the Sakina, then it works. Now there's a question, what about steel wool? Do you clean it with steel wool? When I learned Baruch Palm, I think it was his first cycle that he gave the Yeridei Shir, the Smicha Shir, he spoke out from Rabbi Kiva Eger as follows. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a different shiloh. One of the Rishayim says he could test the knife by putting a drop on one end and seeing if it runs down the blade without interruption. That's a sign it's clean. So Rabbi Kiva Eger rejects it. He says, we don't understand. Nitzah is a Kabbalah. We understand using Nitzah 9 times and 10 times. We have Kabbalah be a day, knew that Nitzah works. Rav Pop said the same thing about steel. We have a Kabbalah be a day, knew that Nitzah works. So Svaris, steel will work, doesn't work. It's hard to say Svaris. That's what he said when we learned it the first cycle. Now, we had a Rebbe in the yeshiva, Rabbi Elazar Kahana. I think his yard site is around this week. Rabbi Elazar Kahana was a tremendous Talmid Chacham and a big, I wouldn't call him a Kanoi, but a very stark in his shittas. And he started screaming, steel wool is good. So Rav Pam did in the later cycles, he spoke out, that Rav Kahana holds that steel wool is also okay. Rav Pam didn't have a strong feeling one way or the other. He was speaking out, Rav Kahana told him that steel wool is also good, so maybe it's also good. The truth is, it's easier to kasha with Hagola than with Nitzah Bekarka. I once did Nitzah Bekarka. You know, it's not so easy. You got to push it in 10 times in the ground. Whatever works for you. Because it only went in cold. It didn't go in hot. When it's cold, that's when the Itza Bekarka. No, Hagola is good for Nitzah also. Hagola is good for Nitzah. Well, these fats come out with the Itza. Hagola is good enough. All the place can say Hagola is good enough, whatever it is. Okay, this. 10th Ni'itza. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, at any rate, the. Alright, we have a Bein Hazmanim for one Sunday. Yirtzeh Hashem next Sunday. Yirtzeh Hashem be Pesach. Isru Chag. Yirtzeh Hashem will come back. We'll finish the Din of Hagolas Kehilah.